Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is a paid advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online. Amy, how is your social battery right now?
My social battery is lower than ever. I don't think it's charged in any way, shape or form. I've barely been out that much in the last few months. I don't know if it's the weather or the time of year, but now we are getting closer, to spring and summer. I do need to do more because I do feel better when I actually, you know, go out in moderation. I do think you do need to do it. It's quite easy to just sort of stay at home and not do a lot, really. And I don't think that that's necessarily good for you.
Yeah, exactly. If you're listening to this and you find it hard to go outside, if you find it hard to push yourself to do those things, then you might really benefit from therapy. It's a way you can learn how to set boundaries, positive coping skills, empowering you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma.
So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's so good because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a registered therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
With over 1,000 therapists in the UK already, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health. And our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/tunemums. So that's betterhelp.com/TWO new mums.
Well, I hope you're all well. I was well, and then today I got a bit blindsided by some hormones, and I ended up like a madwoman running around a forest, Jenny.
Paradise for you and me.
Oh, Phil was not in my head. Oh, welcome to Two New Mums.
Welcome.
It's a weird day. Let me just get this out first because it was really unexpected. So yesterday, do you feel like in your cycle you get one good day a month?
Yeah.
You know where?
Oh, I was talking about this today.
It's one day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everything feels great. You feel positive. You've got energy. You're motivated. You're just so happy. Like, yeah. It's just that one day you're like, oh, God, I got so much done. And because I know now to utilize that day.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's like my one laundry day.
Yeah. Today, I woke up, and to be fair, the sun was shining, and I felt great, Jenny. And I thought, wow, God, is this a 2-day special? And it was all going really well. Eden was being a tad whiny, and I thought, oh God, she's coming down with something. And then it got really, everything got, do you know what I was trying to do? I was trying to get a really good picture with her for Instagram, and she wasn't playing ball. It really annoyed me. And I was like, why am I being irrationally annoyed about my 20-month-old child not understanding the gram? And then
that is annoying.
I barely even post anymore. So it was weird. Anyway, and then I dropped her off at nursery, and I'd managed to get her down for a nap, but it had been really hard.
Yeah.
Took ages, and I had to go back in, and that's not normal for her. She's quite good with naps. And then, yeah, eventually took her to nursery, and I was in my gym gear, and I was like, I need to go to the gym, like get whatever's going on. Something's not right. But I had this urge, because the sun was out, Jenny. I drove past this forest. I thought, I'm just going to run around that forest. I just felt like, because I'm good when I'm in forests and nature. It's like my place.
Yeah.
I just got out of the car, and I ran around the forest like a madwoman.
When you say ran around the forest, was it like a sporty jog? Because what I'm visualizing is just like a
screaming,
like how a toddler
buffet.
Runs.
Yeah. No, to be fair, I was actually sort of doing a jog,
right?
But I think the reason I feel like it was a mad woman because when it came to the end of the jog and I was about to get in the car, I just burst into tears.
Oh, but was that like
a release that you needed, like almost not good tears, but not bad tears.
No, it was. Just it tears. Was. Yeah, I just needed it. And I don't know, honestly, Jenny, well, I was like, I don't know what I'm crying about. Like everything, touch wood, like I've got nothing to be upset about. Nothing's, you know. But then I just started thinking about my dad. And I don't know if it's like just one of those random moment, grief can just hit you in like really, you know, my dad died over 10 years ago, but it can just hit you sometimes, or whether it was just the hormones, or I don't know. I've been thinking a lot about this. This time last year was when my mum was had bowel cancer and was about to have her op, and I didn't know she was going to make it. And I don't know, all these things, it all flooded into my brain, and I just had a sob in the middle of the forest.
Oh.
But no, it was good. It was a release, and I needed it. And then I got back in the car, and the annoying thing was, because I had my gym gear on, my gym trainers, I then actually went to the gym because I thought, well, I'll still do some weights. But when I got to the gym, Jenny, my trainers, which are normally, you know, bone dry, they were covered in mud. So I had to go to the gym toilets and clean the mud off my trainers, and that really annoyed me. And then I blocked the sink, and it looked like someone had made a dirty protest on the sink. It was so bad.
It's like when you've got your manic run around the forest at 12, and then you've got your gym session at 1. What else?
And your dirty protest at 1:15. It was, honestly, it's felt like the most bizarre day. But anyway, and then, yeah, so I had to leave the muddy water. I didn't know what to do. I was embarrassed. I did some weights. It felt good, actually. But I definitely needed like a release. It was like a weird build-up. I feel like I've had hyper energy the last few days.
Yeah.
And been like almost not over-motivated, but trying to do 100 things at once.
Yeah.
And it's almost been like a rush of, and then it was almost this release. And now I'm like, oh, here
Why
we are.
What is it that we get with our hormones? We get either the like wild, we can't contain it, we've got a rush of it, or I'm on the sofa, I've got a migraine, I can't move. Like there is absolutely no image. I would just like to be level some days, Amy.
Just that what we get that, Jenny, you get that one day a month.
Sorry.
You're greedy.
Sorry. Yeah.
We get our one day. It is, isn't it? It's all or nothing. Because over the weekend, you can, you know, you had to peel me off the sofa. I just had nothing.
Mm.
And then like the last couple of days, it's just, yeah.
Oh,
I don't know. Look, I'm there you go. So, but I feel fine now. You just have to release it. But it's wild, isn't it? I really want to, like hormonal balance, I think is the biggest for women, is just the biggest challenge that's not been tapped into enough.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
because,
true.
Because, I mean, I'm knee deep in magnesium. I'm really, whenever I, you know, neglect it,
yeah,
I notice it, I think. So,
yeah, but that's interesting. I'm keen on that magnesium that you do. Like, I think I'm going to get on it. And I've noticed, because I'm on sertraline for anxiety and depression, my hormones, it's like I don't feel them as strongly in an emotional sense, because obviously I think the way the one I'm on works is it's releasing more of the happy chemicals all the time. So I've got like a higher amount of that in my head. So I don't get the emotion and the irritability that I used to get, or the ups and the downs. I just get like, it's like either really energetic, like you were just saying, or can't move. And that's really strange. You would think, oh, maybe that's good. But then that's also so weird, because my whole life I've been an emotional being because I'm a woman. And this must be what it's like when you get older and your hormones start changing. And it's like when you get pregnant and your hormones start changing. You're not prepared for that. Like everyone says, oh, your hormones are going to go wild. No one could ever prepare you for what happens when you're pregnant and when your baby's here. It's because,
but
when,
saying that, I feel like my hormones went the other way when I was pregnant. I was like calm as a cucumber.
Oh,
it just gave me such a, like, all the time. I was just on, it's like it was just, it's just, I don't know if I was just so happy I'd finally got pregnant, but it was, you know, and it was lasting. But like, I don't know, I was in a really, I didn't get what I got, a lot of other things, but I was lucky with that. But now it's making up for it, making up for lost time, maybe. So.
Yeah, well, yeah, maybe here it is. I've never been more stressed, but then turns out I had preeclampsia and abnormally high blood pressure, and you know.
Yeah, and then you had a pretty tricky 20-week scan, Jenny, and like that was your journey wasn't the smoothest. So I think that's fair.
But I just remember being like because I've not been a stressy person ever. I've got no sense of urgency in me as a person. I'm, you know, and being stressed, it was obviously the high blood pressure contributing it to it as well. But my gosh, that was, I think that's a big part for me as to why I say like pregnancy is not for me. Like I did not love being pregnant. So it's really nice that you had like a sense of calm and you got, you know, what I think you imagine pregnancy would be like. I'm glad at least one of us got that.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah. But before that and pretty much now, cycles were horrendous. So yeah, I guess I got like, you know, which do you prefer? But sometimes I think, since my periods came back and stuff, I'm like, oh, I don't want to get pregnant again. I don't think I want another child, but I'd quite like the pregnancy just for the, you know, the sort of steady. But I don't think I'll be that calm this time because I know what's coming.
Yes, that it's got to be so different when you go second, third, fourth, whatever time.
Yeah. It might just be, I felt like, yeah, so I don't know if it's me now or I felt like Eden's been super whingy the past few days. And I do think she woke up from a nap today with bright red cheeks.
Right.
No temperature. But again, we're trying to do some self-diagnosis. I'd go with teething. Mm. But do you know what? She woke up last night at 4 a.m. really screaming and standing up. And when she's standing up, usually if she wakes up and has a bit of a scream and she's lying down, I could 9 times out of 10 she'll just roll back over after about 30 seconds or something.
Yeah.
But last night she was standing up. I thought, oh, this isn't good. She must be a nappy or something. And I went in and now it probably is teething. I don't know. But when I went in, there's nothing wrong with the nappy, nothing like that. But the you know that bloody monitor that we slate all the time, because I think it's right to, because it's the most expensive monitor of all time, the Owlet.
Uh-huh.
Now, I know I got a cheaper, better, in my opinion, much better model, but I still have it there because when I'm at work on the weekends, I like to just casually pop, just have a look.
Yeah.
I do like it for that. Yeah, you know, I can keep an eye on her. But when I went in, it was flashing like mad. It was like a bloody disco in there. And I was convinced that woke her up. I don't know what it's doing.
No.
Like, I feel like it reacts when it maybe, I don't know if there'd been a power cut or it'd lost Wi-Fi. Whatever it did, it was like shining. It was like a laser show.
Oh,
so
my God.
It was ridiculous. And I just thought, that bloody Owlet, I'm going to bin it. But really weird.
This is actually really helpful. Sorry, because it wasn't for you. But how does Eden sleep? Is it pitch black usually, like as dark as you can get it?
Yeah, entirely pitch black. She's got blackout blinds. It is, yeah, you can't, with white noise.
Yeah, so same. But then Bear's obviously not been great through the night recently. And we were away this weekend and the bedroom door didn't fully shut. So he had like the landing light coming in a little bit. Slept all the way through. Slept great. Ooh. So we were like, maybe when he's waking, because he definitely stirred but then went back to sleep. So we were like, maybe when he's waking, he's afraid of dark. So we're now trying that red light again, because we had the pulsing light. I think that was like what you're saying, like the disco. It just has a disco effect, and that will take over anyone, you know?
Yeah.
you want to go. Whereas I think just the red light, we might just try that.
That's interesting. I can't remember when it was, but my friend who's got two little ones, older than ours, said that they reach a point when they're suddenly scared of the dark.
Oh.
I don't know when that is, if anyone can enlighten us. Yeah, so that's to come maybe. So I don't know what happens then.
Ooh,
it's strange. How do they suddenly get a notion that that's scary? Do you know what I mean? Like,
it must be when they are, you know, when they get to that, I can't remember what age it is, that age where they're aware that they're not joined to you anymore. You know, when they start to get that separation anxiety, you would think it was them, but that must have been ages ago.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I feel like anytime you Google separation anxiety, it's like, oh, it happens at 3 months and 4 months and six months and 7 months. And it's like anything. Like, if you search for it, you'll find it.
Yes. Yes.
Like Eden, I only thought today, God, I wonder if she's going, no, I wouldn't call it a regression because she's touch wood sleeping all right. But she's like, no, she's just growing up. She's nuts. She's like suddenly, absolutely nuts, Jenny. Like, I mean, throwing things with real, you know, launching things. She is launching things across the room. She's learned how to climb on the dining room table.
Oh, I saw that on your
which
Instagram.
Which is problematic because, I mean, one, she can fall off. She's not, but she can fall off, obviously. But also, like, anything that was on there, which, you know, your day-to-day crap accumulates, that's got to go. She's just like, she loves it when Kenny throws her around, like, absolutely like wrestling. And she's just like, when I put her food out, this is my dog, Peggy, does the same. She runs off, like runs off and hides. Like, I don't know. She wants it, but she runs off and literally like gets under a cover or so. Like, just, it's so strange. And I guess it's the age, but when I try and get her to do something and get slightly against her, well, even just getting her up to bath time, she screams, just goes nuts.
Yeah.
Fine once she's actually, are you getting that? Fine when she's in.
Yeah.
You know, and the same with trying to maneuver her anywhere that's slightly against her will. Like, oh my God, I just, my pockets are full of negotiation tools.
I honestly feel like I could be, have a side job right now as a magician, because it's like the art of distraction. Like when you're trying to get them in the car, yes. I've got a sunroof, right? So today he was doing that back bend. Oh, like when I was putting him in the car.
Me out.
And I'd had enough already at the place we'd been to on Monday, because he'd been absolutely wild, like you're saying Eden is. So I was like, just get in the car. So I had my keys and I was making them dance on the sunroof. Like, look, look, whilst with, like, with my right hand, and then whilst with my left hand, trying to get him in the car seat. They need to do like a car seat with a one click or a zip or something, because it's impossible.
So many bloody buckles.
So many buckles. And you have to get the straps out and then the straps fall back in. It's just a nightmare. I have to, if you watched our Ring doorbell, when we leave the house, Amy, I have to let him, he runs around the front garden for a little bit before, because I've got to psych myself up to get him in the car. I have to have a word with myself, like, okay, you've got this, it might be hard, but you'll be in the car in 2 minutes, you could put on a nice song, and like, and then the walk you do from getting him in to the front seat is like a
you have a moment, don't you?
Yeah,
I've seen Instagram like memes of just like, oh, that's, you know, just, so just savor those moments, even if you can hear them screaming. I'm glad this isn't just me then. Yeah, everything's just become a bit more of a battle.
Yes, like, yeah,
they make up for it by being really fun, like funny.
Oh, yeah.
But Christ on it, like it got to midday the other day. I just thought, I'm absolutely knackered. Like, I'm ready for bed. Yeah. Like, it's midday. And I thought, you know, I get sometimes for the bath time, I'm like, just got to psych myself up to get her up the stairs. But like, my negotiation tactics, either her milk bottle, she loves an electric toothbrush, absolutely buzzes off them, quite literally.
Aww.
Like anything you can find, it's a real.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. You really do expand your skill set in a way that I didn't expect, you know.
No.
I thought it made me like more nurturing, and it has done all that, but also I'm an illusionist as well.
Look, well, I know it's been bad the last week, because I've been thinking about how much it's going to cost for another day at nursery. That's where I'm at. The thing is, Jenny, do you know where I'm at the point with nursery where the other day she cried when we left and wanted to go back in?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, which is really nice. And like, when I get there, she's like, oh, and goes, bye, mummy. Like, it's amazing.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, so maybe that'll happen. We have got something exciting to announce today, which we're going to come on to. And I'm a bit embarrassed about the fact that Jenny and I are filming this, and I've, like, my nails are atrocious and I look like crap because I've been crying running around a forest.
You don't look like crap. You don't.
But we're going to come on to that in a moment. But can I just ask you, so your sleep situation with Bert, you've not really touched on that. I think you're going to last week, but what? I mean, I'm always nervous to ask this because I feel like whatever happens to Bear is imminent for Eden. But
well, do you know what? He's like clockwork, which is a positive, but it's just not the clock I want. So he goes to
just
bed
up every hour. It's fine.
Yeah, yeah. Goes to bed. That's okay. Some nights quicker than others, but okay. And then he'll wake at about 2 till about 4, and then he'll wake at 6:20. Weirdly, 6:20, like every morning, and that's our night, and that's what's happening. But here's the thing, here's the real kicker that's killing us. He is, I think, Amy, get ready for this, ready to drop his nap.
No, Jenny, no.
Oh!
No,
yeah,
not having it.
Well, I know, it's just me and Christian are terrified. He's always been a bit ahead in the way. I hate ahead because it sounds like there's milestones and stuff, but you know what I mean? He's always been like, he was doing one nap when most kids his age were still doing two naps. And I am scared because I, like you just said, you were ready to go to bed at midday. That's, you know, that's lovely when you can have that hour to eat some food or shower or just get on top of things a little bit. And he's just, he just doesn't want to. And the one good thing is he goes to bed really great if he skips his nap, but he has to skip his nap.
So can you just talk to me, two till 4 a.m. And what are you talking, what's happening then? Like, are you going in and rocking it? What are you trying, what, why is that taking 2 hours? What's happening?
Well, we haven't ever done any sleep training, and it's, you know, I definitely think, you know, with a sleep expert and stuff, we maybe could have got around it. But our way has always just been to get him out and put him on us and cuddle him. And then when he's fallen asleep, we put him back down. But he likes to just, for like 2 hours in the middle of the night, he likes a twilight ear tickle. So he'll just play with our ears, suck his thumb and stare at you. And then every now and again,
so he's not that tired.
He's wide awake. You know, you think, oh, he's not moved for a while. And you look and he's just looking at you. And like, it's lovely. Sometimes I can't help it. And I'll just give him a little kiss and I shouldn't interrupt, but I can't help it. I just want to kiss him. It is lovely. But it's 2 a.m. So
yeah, that's brutal.
Yeah, and that's where we're at.
And then up at 6. Yeah, oh, man, I didn't know it was that bad. Okay, that's, yeah, that is tricky. The nap thing scares me. Do you know what? I bet these are all linked to something. Do you know what you need, Jenny?
What do I need?
You need to ask for some help. Not to like do any sleep training or anything like that, but you just, you know, maybe need to chat to a sleep expert or something. I don't know. That might be a good idea.
Well, that would be ideal. Do we know one? Do we know one?
Oh, we do. Funnily enough, we do. Which leads us on to... Oh, we've had a pop-up. 10 minutes. Christ, we've got 10 minutes. Oh, blimey. Right. We're on Zoom. Okay, I'm going to explain all what's going on. So we did say in last episode that we wanted to do more with this podcast and we wanted to diversify. Is that the right word?
Yeah, I like that word.
We want to make it, yeah, we want to focus more on it. Let's be honest, when we started this, you forget, Jenny, we were pregnant, but then when it really sort of kicked off with this podcast was when we just had babies.
Yeah.
Which was lovely. But we had no time. Mm-hmm. You know, there was episodes where I had a child attached to my breast. You know, it was ridiculous, but it's been great.
We needed to cry a lot, you know?
We did. And we were scrambling around for time. To be quite frank, we still are. Uh-huh. And look, you've heard this. You've heard, you know, that we're obviously with a podcast agency and they we have a few ads, but they don't. I'm not buying a yacht, Jenny, are you?
No.
It's not. It's like, it's what we need to do in order to make... keep this podcast going, quite frankly, and to try and give you more as well, because we get a lot of messages saying, oh, I can't wait for next week and do more and all these lives and all this kind of stuff. So we have come up with an idea. We are relaunching our Patreon page.
Yes.
Which is what we had with our old podcast. If you're not aware of Patreon, it's basically, it's like a subscription platform. Simple as this. It's £5 a month. You join us and we are creating a sort of whole, what I like to think of it is like a whole mum community.
Yeah.
And you're going to get more on there as well. So I think basically for us as well, it would be really nice to share more on there in like a private safe space. Because sometimes I might think, oh, I'll go on Instagram and talk about, I don't know, maybe it's my ovulation or it's my cycle. But, you know, like, my family and my boss and everyone and anyone can see that. And sometimes I don't want to share those details. Uh-huh. You know, like quite intimate stuff, sex, anything like that. I'm not that public. I don't want, but if we're in a community where, you know, we know you've signed up, you're a parent, mum, dad, whatever. I just think we can have a more open conversation on there. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a platform for that. It's even got, it's got a podcast chat group.
Yes.
You know, if you're just having a bad day, chuck it in there. We'll always keep you. I'm always checking, even now, and there's no one there. but we are going to be doing extra content on there.
Yeah.
Like I say, stuff that we feel comfortable sharing. We are going to have expert guests on. We're going to do live Q&As, lives with us. And we just want to build like a safer space for you and for us, which I think hopefully will be brilliant.
Yeah. Like a mum hub. And you will also get a visual experience as well, because often when we're recording, anything can happen. We can't guarantee what time of day it is because we just do it when we can. I can't guarantee that Christian won't walk past me in his gym gear like he does regularly in some kind of garish vest, or that a dog might not pop up or whatever.
Oh, no newlyweds action. It's not OnlyFans, Jenny, for Christ's sake.
No naked hot tub, because electrics near the hot tub won't work. Right. And we can't guarantee we'll be camera ready. But we are going to share the visual with you, because we just think it just gives you that extra element into our lives and into what we're doing. And also, because it's just the video from when we start recording, it's totally unedited. So we don't really edit much out anyway on the episodes. We just sort of tidy it up. We're very like, we don't ever want to like cut things out. We want to be as real as we can. But this is, there's going to be no edits, no cuts, nothing like that. And of course, no adverts either, because it's just the video. So, you know, like when I'm doing the pots, I have to put something on and watch it. It keeps me company. Or like if I'm on my own with Bear, I have to have something on my phone and watch it. It keeps me company. So now you can do that with us. Like get the video of us on and watch us whilst we share our lives with you as well.
Exactly. And what I was saying about the sleep expert is Emily, who helped me with Eden, as I've mentioned before, is going to be joining us for a live Q&A over on Patreon very soon. I think that'll be our first guest, because we know how important sleep is. So it will be an opportunity for you to, you know, things like that. That's just an example that is coming up. But, you know, you can be in a sort of safe space. You can ask her a question there live. You're going to be able to see us, you know. And it will just be a good opportunity to get these guests on. And I know you send us questions and DMs sometimes, but it is quite hard to sort of sift through them. And also, you might have a question and then you might have, oh no, but hang on, I've got a follow-up to that. Do you know what I mean? So it's more, it will just be an easier platform for us all to share and, you know, just get through this parenting malarkey together.
And I mean, I'm so excited for Emily too. Like, she changed your life. So I cannot wait to talk to her. And also, yes, it's £5 a month, and yes, you know, maternity pay isn't wonderful, and you might be on that right now or planning to go on it, but it's a coffee, isn't it, in the way we are right now.
And or a glass of wine in London, you know.
It's a very tiny glass of wine in London. So maybe, like, if you're going on a buggy walk in the park, instead of buying a coffee one day, just take one in like a flask. And have that on your walk. And then that's the fiver, I guess, isn't it?
Or I tell you what, this is a very healthy alternative. If you're having a real wobble of a day and you think, oh, I need a glass of wine, but oh, I'm trying to do dry January or whatever, don't buy a glass of wine or a bottle of wine. Spend £5 on our Patreon. Get on the podcast chat. We're all going to be there. If you're just like, oh my God, I can't cope today, you will probably get hundreds of other mums going, yep, same, nightmare. How you do it? How are we all managing this juggle? I just think it's... yeah, it's not, I don't find Instagram, we'll get a lot of DMs, but it, you know, for you mums as well to be able to chat, or dads, whatever parents listening, just come and join us. I think I'm really excited about it, and I think it's going to be great, and we're going to throw in giveaways, and we're just going to try and build it as we go, but for now, £5, it's a coffee, it's a glass of wine. Come and join us and let's keep this podcast alive and thriving, frankly.
Yes, and you'll still get your episodes, you know, where you get your episodes every week. Obviously, we're still doing that. It's just an extra thing on top of that that we're inviting you to. So it's patreon.com/2newmums. So that's patreon.com / two, not the number, the letter, 2newmums. And you can sign up there.
I'm going to have to wear makeup and stuff now, aren't I?
Shit.